AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The world has been shocked and outraged by videos of Islamic militants beheading hostages and burning a Jordanian pilot alive. Now the White House is holding a summit on violent extremism. Vice President Biden opened the meeting saying nations need to do a better job reaching out to young people who may be having a tough time.
Societies have to provide an affirmative alternative for immigrant communities, a sense of opportunity, a sense of belonging, and that discredits the terrorist appeal to fear, isolation, hatred, resentment.
The president gives the keynote address at the summit today. Millions of immigrants in this country illegally are hoping they won't have to worry about being deported, but the president's order shielding them has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas. Is he worried? AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says he's convinced both the law and history are on his side, and most Americans agree it's wrong to deport law-abiding mothers and their children who've grown up citizens in all but the paperwork.
We've got 11 million people here who we're not all going to deport.
Still, the administration will respect the ruling while it appeals and won't accept applications, as it had planned to start doing for some immigrants today.
Tens of thousands of people are still without power in the South after a winter storm there. More than 70,000 people in Georgia alone have no electricity. And just into us from Ukraine, President Poroshenko says Ukraine has pulled most of its troops out of the key city of Sabaltsev. He is denying claims by the rebels that the Ukrainians were encircled. Meanwhile, Germany is condemning the rebels' advance on the town and denounced it as a massive violation of a ceasefire that came into effect over the weekend. This is AP Radio News. More Americans are coming down with measles. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been 141 measles cases this year. And of the 20 new cases, 18 are linked to outbreaks at Disneyland and an Illinois daycare center. A large majority of those getting sick have not been vaccinated, some because they were too young. Until this year, the annual numbers of measles cases in the U.S. was just around 100, and most of those unvaccinated people from other countries. I'm Tim McGuire.
Mardi Gras 2015 is over, and the cleanup crews are hard at work in New Orleans. At the stroke of midnight, New Orleans police on horseback cleared out the French Quarter's last tipsy revelers, closing out carnival season. After the last Mardi Gras parade, city crews were sweeping up mounds of trash and plastic beads. City officials say there's as much as 150 tons of trash. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.